On April 26, 1986, there was a nuclear disaster in Chernobyl in the former Soviet Union. One of the worst affected places has been Belarus, just over the Ukrainian border. Swiss Info correspondent Andrew Littlejohn visited the area recently. Andrew, you were recently in Belarus, not far from the ruins of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. What were you expecting to find there, and how close were those expectations to reality?
I guess I thought plant life, I thought the flora and fauna would be almost non-existent. I thought we'd be arriving into this barren, lifeless environment. We arrived in these very quiet roads. That was one thing that was, it was an almost eerie stillness in the whole area. But when we did arrive, with these beautiful forests everywhere, we were surrounded by beautiful forests, and then these vast expanses of flatlands. So you had this huge blue sky. It was beautiful. The land was very fertile, still being cultivated. And you did have a point where you thought, well, hold on, this is supposed to be a high radiation zone.
So where did you go exactly?
We were about 30 kilometers from the Chernobyl plant on the Belarus side. So the Chernobyl plant was in North Ukraine, and it's about 5 kilometers from the actual Belarus border. And there were signs everywhere on the road and in the entrance to these beautiful forests warning people of the dangers of radiation in the soil. So people were being advised not to pick wild mushrooms, not to pick berries, and not to hunt wild animals for food. And this was basically the only sign that we were entering this radiation zone.
And what was the overall mood there among the people you visited and spoke with?
People are basically making the most of their life. We met up with the representative for the Swiss NGO, Green Cross, and she does a lot of work. This is Zana Chupsa, and she does a lot of work with these people who are coming into the area, who are moving back into the area. And it's quite interesting because 10,000 people were evacuated back in 1986, and very few of them have come back. The ones who have come into the area, they're refugees from the former Soviet states. These are people who have come from Kazakhstan, Russia, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and they were basically just looking for a quiet and peaceful life away from ethnic strife. And this is quite interesting. And another group of people who are coming back are the elderly. Jana told us about this one elderly woman that she now is seeing quite a lot of, and her husband had died. They'd been moved to Minsk from Bragan, and this is quite normal for people to be moved or evacuated to the larger suburban areas. And she just basically wanted to return home. This was where she chose to live the remaining years that she had. And the third group who are now being moved into the area are young professionals. There are financial incentives for young, newly qualified doctors, nurses, teachers, social workers to move to these southern regions and start to repopulate the areas that are so empty.
And so then the people feel safe enough to go there and repopulate, as you say.
Well, people who don't have to move there are reluctant to move there. There doesn't seem to be a great influx of people from other areas of Belarus. But for those that are there, there are a lot of measures in place to ensure that the food that they eat, the life that they lead is healthy. At the marketplace or in the shops, there are areas where you can take your produce, your fresh produce, and you can actually measure the radiation, if any at all, in that produce. There are health checkups 2 or 3 times a year. So there are measures in place. And Jan had actually told us that the focus of Green Cross is on the children. And very often it's the children who will stop their mother or stop their father from just serving up produce that they bought at the market. And they'll say, no, mummy, you've got to wash that properly. You've got to boil the potatoes properly. You've got to boil the meat first. So it's the young people who are coming up with this knowledge of how dangerous it could be if the products did have radiation.